Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. This week, let's remember to accept the blessings that are already yours. Our guest today is Alexander Milovanov, and he's author of The Music of Divine Spheres. I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get right to our guest. Today, we have with us Alexander Milovanov, and he's author of The Music of the Divine Spheres. Alexander is a scientist and engineer, a multi-book author, a spiritual explorer who works with cyber security and artificial intelligence for an advanced technology company. Welcome, Alexander.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. Now, Alexander, how is your book linked to ancient knowledge of ancient Egypt and consciousness?
For more than 20 years, I've been conducting research in ancient knowledge. During research, I discovered that ancient Egyptians and some other civilizations, compared to us, possessed a more accurate and much deeper understanding of the world, particularly concerning consciousness. Knowledge of human consciousness, its structure, and the laws governing its development has always been the most important knowledge of any civilization, because consciousness determines everything. Almost all ancient knowledge was lost by humanity millennia ago. Unfortunately, conventional science tends to overlook the sources of knowledge that came from ancient civilizations due to its inability to comprehend their profound significance. However, even in ancient times, this knowledge wasn't for everyone. In ancient Egypt, for example, a select group of initiated priests grasped a comprehensive understanding of the laws of nature. For the general public, this knowledge was encoded within myths and legends, many later enshrined in ancient Egyptian religious texts. Moreover, foundational ideas in various belief systems in religions, including Christianity, were directly drawn from ancient Egyptian teachings. To illustrate, consider the familiar biblical narrative from Genesis, recounting the six-day creation story. However, ancient Egyptians viewed this myth as describing the process of crafting consciousness by spirit within all living entities, including humans. The knowledge I managed to find is so important to humanity that I couldn't keep it a secret. As a result, two books have appeared, The Music of the Divine Spheres and The Civilization of the Lost Connection.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, Alexander, what you're saying is that even in ancient times, people never actually just went in and believed all this stuff, that they didn't really believe and understand consciousness. Not everybody did, but some people did.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And they understood this much better than our science today.
Yeah, because they were, I guess, closer to nature and actually, I guess, closer to the start of civilization, I guess, huh?
I think it's because they get this knowledge from other sources.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking that maybe there were some galactic beings that came down, or
Most likely this knowledge came from from previous civilizations.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, so consciousness to you is everything or nothing? What is consciousness to you?
Consciousness determines everything in our life. So,
so what you're saying is that because consciousness exists and it's comprised of everything in the universe, everything in on earth, every being, every thought, everything is comprised of this consciousness, correct?
Consciousness is, I would say, attribute of any entities, and even planets and galaxies has a consciousness.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, he's the scientist. He knows all about this stuff. I don't know about this stuff. So even planets and stuff have their own consciousness. That makes a lot of sense. So we here in humanese, right, we want to make sure that we understand that we're just not the be-all, end-all of everything, that we actually have to be aware that everything exists. And everything is living, and everything contributes to everything, and that we have to make sure that we're not just putting ourselves in a little ego box saying we run everything, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right. And that's what I think part of your book is all about, right? It's your subtitle of your book is The Rediscovered Ancient Knowledge of Human Consciousness, Sacred Geometry, and the Egyptian Pyramids That Can Change Your Life. And so what you're doing is you're kind of taking everything from Egypt and how they lived and worked with consciousness, and you found pathways on how this works. And so that's what you're sharing with everybody.
Yes, and I think the knowledge they collected is very important even in our times for people, and I can explain how later.
Okay, great. Now, why should we want to accelerate our level of consciousness? And why should we want to do that?
Accelerating the development of our consciousness is necessarily for one purpose, which is to reduce our suffering and gain happiness, because our consciousness directly determines our lives. However, depending on how a person lives, the consciousness can either develop or degrade. Ancient civilizations possessed knowledge about the structure of our consciousness, how to develop it correctly, and how to accelerate its evolutionary development. But then humanity completely lost it and forgot it. This knowledge that they managed to find can really help change this world for the better. The second part of your question delves into how can we develop our consciousness.
Right.
Many believe that meditations or withdrawing from society are pathway to the development of consciousness. However, these methods only help you to stop the intellect, that is, to create one of the conditions necessary for developing consciousness. Another essential condition is embracing the right belief system, grounded and accurate knowledge about the world, and shedding potent delusions. Ancient Egyptians understood that consciousness builds its structure based on the law of the spheres. Now is the most important thing. The spheres of our consciousness are formed only in the process of our active, practical, and creative endeavors aimed at making the world a better place. Taking action to make the world a better place means living by the laws of nature. When you do this, your spheres accumulate your experience and knowledge of the laws of nature, raising your consciousness to new levels. Actions that make the world worse, that is, those that go against the laws of nature, destroy your consciousness. This is not the God on the cloud who is watching you and punishing you for wrong actions, but you are punishing yourself. This is the wisdom of nature and its laws.
Well, that's interesting. So what I'm hearing from you, what I got a lot out of that, I mean, there was a lot that you gave in there, really, and so people can listen to this over and over again and get little pieces of information that can really help them. But what I'm seeing, too, is that when you develop your consciousness, you can use positive things like using positive thought or using, kind actions and doing everything that is nice and positive that creates happiness is a very good way to do it. Whereas if you're creating wars and you're being nasty or mean or, just using negative emotions, you're not only stopping your own growth from that, ascending into the greater spheres of consciousness, but you're also not only doing that, but you're taking the total consciousness down because you're adding that negative energy to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, this negative effort that or things you are doing, they can distort your consciousness, its structure, and or even can distort some layers in your consciousness.
And so what happens is that people have to first start of their belief systems. And what happens with that is that when we grow up, nobody, if you think that your way is the only right way, everybody has grown up differently than you, no matter who it is. There's not the same exact way that people grow up. And so their belief systems are formed when they, not only from ancient times, but in your DNA, which most people don't know, but it's also formed by your parents and your interactions and everything like that. And so then what happens is that you have to make sure that what you're actually doing is correct, because and will support your belief system, but some of it is not right and it's incorrect. And so when you realize that something's incorrect, you have to make sure that you let it go so that you can stay in the positive, so that you can increase. And then the other part that I really liked was you said that your spheres of consciousness actually grow almost to the divine level when you are really taking care of people or the planet, you know, where you're doing positive actions to make sure that everybody is, you know, going up in the world, or, you know, feeling safe, or, you know, even little things like that have a great big impact on your own consciousness, not only on the people that are around you, right?
Yeah, because through your actions, your experiences accumulated in spheres. And through your action and through your understanding of the world. So this knowledge of the world is accumulated also in your spheres and allows to creation of the new spheres that push your consciousness to new levels.
Ah, well, see, that's really great. So that everybody has the ability to grow into consciousness. It's like, it's not just nobody can, you can't do it. Everybody can do it, right?
No, this law's for everybody.
And it's actually happening every day, whether you like it or not, right? Because we're all learning all the time. But when you consciously try to increase consciousness, it's even better, right?
Of course, if you know the mechanism, it is even much better.
Right, and that's what your book teaches you, right, is the mechanism on how to increase your consciousness and increase your dynamic spheres, right?
Yes, of course.
See, I got it. See, I actually looked at your book out. Yeah. And you know what? I have to tell you that we're talking very high standard ethical scientific stuff, but the book is not like that. The book is very easy to understand, very easy to read. We're just trying to give you pieces of the book here so that you can get a feel of what you can learn by reading this book. So this is what we're doing here. Okay, next question. How does the law of the spheres, how does that relate to consciousness? What is the law of the spheres?
According ancient Egyptians, our consciousness is composed of equal spheres, interconnected into a single cluster, where all the distances between the centers of all spheres are equal to the square roots of whole numbers. This is the law of the spheres. This cluster is easy to visualize because the cells of zygote, for example, form a similar cluster, obeying the same law. This is the most optimal and sustainable structure. The level of consciousness is directly correlated with the number of spheres within the cluster. As such, consciousness grows through the formation of new spheres.
So what you're saying is that, you know, someone that really lives a lot of lessons in life and learns a lot has a lot of spheres banging around in their head. Maybe that's why I'm so nutsy. You finally explained it. Everybody wants to know that, and you finally explained it. Thank you, Alan. Okay, so you also, can you tell us a little bit about what is the mystery of the, what is the flower of life, and what is the mystery about it?
The ancient symbol of the flower of life has captivating minds for centuries. It's enigmatic meaning is shrouded in mystery. Despite countless attempts to decode this, its secrets, the knowledge has been lost to the sense of time, like many others. However, today you will discover the true meaning of the symbol. According to the laws of the spheres, the more spheres consciousness contains, the more intermediate levels it has. But that's not all. According to the latest scientific data, each person has several nested bodies of different types of matter. In total, we can have one physical, one etheric, two astral, and four mental bodies. Each level of our consciousness corresponds to one of the bodies of our spirit. The number of bodies and levels of consciousness a person possesses depends on their stage of evolutionary development. For most modern individuals, consciousness typically aligns with the fifth or fourth level. As one progresses in the evolutionary journey and completes the formation of all eight bodies or nine levels of consciousness, they reach a pivotal moment, the conclusion of the planetary cycle of evolution, heralding the beginning of the cosmic cycle. At this juncture, individuals attain extraordinary abilities such as clairvoyance, mastery over natural forces, and the power to select a planet within our universe for further evolution. The ancient symbol of the flower of life is a map of consciousness of a person who has completed the planetary cycle of evolution. This is exactly what the cluster of their consciousness looks like.
Wow. You know, I always say right now that I'm, you know, they say, what is it? The ascension level is number seven. You know, I guess we're ascension level number seven. I'm always saying I'm working on 13 levels at once. You know, I believe that there's 11 energy zones and that we work within these energy zones. But I can be in many places at the same time. But, you know, I've used my abilities, my psychic abilities, since I'm 8 years old, and I'll be almost 75. And I never stop studying, okay? Never, ever stop studying. So it's really interesting. And then living life. And because spirituality or even expanding consciousness doesn't mean that you don't live a life. It means that, you know, you live life consciously, knowing what you're doing as much as you can, and you have to be mindful of that life. And when you get away from that and go into other matters, you always have to make sure that you're coming back to being mindful of the moment, so that, because, you know, really the past doesn't exist and the future doesn't really exist. All we have is this one moment. So it's very interesting that you're saying that we, as we develop, we start bringing in psychic abilities, and I found that there's 17 different kinds of psychic abilities, and so you're bringing in new psychic abilities with consciousness. So that's kind of interesting how that works. And it's also interesting that what you're saying is all these ancient truths and ancient teachings still have relevance today because they're universal truths.
Yeah, this is timeless knowledge.
Right. Exactly. So, for example, when you're doing truth, many people are struggling through life and they're going with their own truth. And there's a lot of ways to get to the truth. For example, if you're in religion, you can be Jewish, you can be Druze, you could be, you know, Catholic, you could be Protestant, and they all have ways and you're all going through and trying to expand consciousness and, you know, get to God. But at the end of everything, there's a path to the universe, to God. I believe God is beyond consciousness, but and that path has universal laws in it that no matter where you're coming from at the bottom, you all have to go to and agree with all these universal laws. And what you're saying is that this timelessness, ancient wisdom, helps us to learn about these universal laws so that we can leave the bottom half of Earth live it, but also live on a higher level so that we can be a part of the solution and not part of the problem. Right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think I got it. I have to ask you every once in a while, you know? Because You know, he's one, you talk about artificial intelligence. I know Alex. If you think there's artificial intelligence, this one has real intelligence that's moving faster than you can think.
Yes, everybody has different ways to achieve, to develop the consciousness. But the most important thing is that you have to be a good person. This is the most important in this way.
Right. And I keep telling everybody, you know, you can aid consciousness and make a difference by just loving your kids or loving your dog or, you know, being kind to a person on the street. It's just, it's everything is energy. And so when you're doing that, you're just uplifting consciousness, even in a small way. And if we all did that, wow, what would happen if there would be no wars? Oh, my goodness. It would be great. Or no politics. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be great? Anyway, especially nowadays. I don't know. You know, anyway. Okay. So now, what is the music of the divine spheres? And is there any benefit to knowing about the music? What is this music?
This is an interesting question. When I tune four different musical instruments to tones in the proportions of the spheres of consciousness, I discovered that this sound generates certain feeling in us and resonates with our consciousness. Moreover, such a sound activates the consciousness and also produces a healing effect, 100% positive. One may hear examples of this sound on the Spheres of Consciousness YouTube channel. The same applies to light because colors, the same like sound tones, can be represented by frequencies. In other words, I managed to find a new musical scale and color scale that resonates with our consciousness.
Wow.
This is a new discovery. I haven't delved deeply into exploring the therapeutic potential of sound and light for various ailments because I had a different goal. My primary focus has been on understanding the ability to harmonize and activate consciousness, thereby fostering a connection with one spirit. It is this spiritual connection that, in my view, holds the key to healing.
Well, that's great. We've got to go to break, though. So hold on to that thought, and we'll be back and talk a little bit about music and color and how that helps consciousness. And we'll be right back with Alexander and his wonderful book, The Music of the Divine Spheres. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Alexander Milovanov, and he's author of The Music of the Divine Spheres. Now, this book is available on Amazon.com, and you can order it from any bookstore. Just ask for it. It's, again, called The Music of the Divine Spheres by Alexander Milovanov, and that's M-I-L-O-V-A-N-O-V. And I'm very happy that I finally pronounced his name right. So, you know, sometimes you just have a hard time, but he knows that I love him because Alex is just Alex, and his wife and his son are just incredible human beings too. Okay, so Alexander, back, we were talking about colors and music, so they expand different kinds of frequencies that can actually help us heal. And I had a friend of mine that, I know Pythagoras used to use music and color at a specific cycle and a specific note that actually helped to heal different specific illnesses, even back in the Greek days. So that was kind of interesting. So, but now we're going to talk a little bit about when somebody's reaching for expanded consciousness, you know, expanding your consciousness, do we get any help along the way?
What many people call expanded consciousness in reality just is state in those moments when you have connection with your higher self, with your spirit, or close to that state. In the typical state that more people are in, is this connection is very weak. And the reason for that is the intellect. Usually people identify intellect with consciousness, and this is a big mistake since consciousness is much higher than intellect. Intellect can be compared to a computer that only helps you solve some specific task at the moment. The problem is that the intellect, when it's active, that is when you are thinking, blocks your connection with your consciousness and spirit. One can say that in those moments when thoughts are running in your head, you are no longer a conscious being. In an ordinary modern person, thoughts go on in continuous series, rarely stopping. What can your spirit do in such a situation when you don't feel it and don't perceive it? All it has to do is ignore you. When you learn how to stop the flow of your thoughts, at least for a few minutes, you become able to connect with your spirit again. In this condition, your spirit becomes able to help you in your life. Because the level and amount of information that your spirit processes almost instantly is much higher compared to intellect, and because your spirit and other planes can arrange events in your life, it seems to you like you are getting unexpected help from God. But most of the time you are getting help from higher self, simply because you are returning to your normal, natural state.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I think that you're right in a lot of ways, and that people attribute different things to God, which are theirs. And it was very interesting because I was very first out in, and I was at a family function, and one of the women's, of the relative, I don't know who, on my daughter's side, he was a minister. And I was telling him that I was helping some people, and then I said, oh, you know, I'm helping them psychically, and which was interesting because he's a minister. And I said, I'm helping him psychically, and but it's really God. And he said, no, it's not. It's you. The minister, the reverend, the minister said, no, it's not. It's you. He said, there are times when God can come in and create that. He said, but a lot of times it is just you. So, and I believe that. And I also believe that there are intercessions along the way. And I know that this is true because I use them all the time. For example, if my computer goes down and I don't know what to do, my girlfriend Barbara is on the other side, right? And I say, Barbara, what the hell am I supposed to do? And she'll say, and I can hear her. She'll say, relax, try this. And I try that. And I know that's not coming from me. So you have the ability, when you get higher up in consciousness, to talk to people from the other side. You can, because everything exists, even a thought exists. And so when you are energetically connected, you can actually go and find the sources of things and go beyond, once you are beyond the normal human thing and more in your right brain than your left, because your left logical keeps you ABC. Your right brain helps you connect to your consciousness. That's how I feel. I think Einstein said the same thing later on. I read the theory of relativity or something, said something like that. Anyway, so that's kind of nice. So it means that you should give yourself credit sometimes for the things that are happening, and other times really realize the difference when it's from outside sources and what's coming from you. So now, you talk a little bit about the mystery of the Great Pyramid. How does the mystery of the Great Pyramid help us?
To answer this question, let's forget for a while all the information about the Great Pyramid that you have heard before, because almost all this information is not true. This is just various ideas of individual scientists. This pyramid was never the tomb of pharaohs and wasn't created for such purposes, and its rooms of king and queen weren't created for any kings and queens. Official science still doesn't know who built the Great Pyramid as well as the purpose for which it was built. And this is strange because a man named Thoth, also known as Hermes Trismegistus, has described how exactly he built the pyramid. For example, he built the Great Pyramid using the proportions of the Earth and the Moon, which is the proportions of the golden ratio, and this is true. This fact, by the way, proves that Moon is an artificial object. This pyramid holds also the secret of the true value of pi, the proportions between linear and circular values. Note that currently scientists are still using, and we are still learning in high school, the wrong value of pi.
So you're saying that the pi, like pi,
yes,
is in the pyramids.
Yes,
it's the essence of the pyramid.
It's encoded yet, yeah, in pyramid.
Okay.
But the most important, the Great Pyramid is a portal connecting several dimensions, and in my book I am describing how exactly it connects them. Ancient Egyptians used this pyramid as a tool to help them travel between dimensions, using the power of mind, and gained invaluable knowledge about the universe and its laws. Another important thing is that this pyramid covers the entrance into the Hall of Amenti, the big library of accumulated knowledge and technologies left by ancient civilizations. The official science will never tell you about all these things.
Do they know about that? Does official science know about these portals and things like that? I mean, I can tell you some things later, you know. That
I think they know, but they never tell you about this.
Right, right. It's kind of like the Catholic Church actually knows that there was a lot of women involved and stuff. And they were priests and stuff, and they're, no, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Well, that's really interesting. And this is just the tip of the iceberg into this book, by the way. There's a lot of interesting things in here that can help you expand your consciousness. Now, where can people get your book, Alex?
On my website, milovanovbooks.com, and The Music of the Divine Spheres is available also from Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. You may visit also johnhuntpublishing.com for more information. Additional valuable information not included in the book is available on my website. I hope that this knowledge will help people a lot in their spiritual growth.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And everyone, get his book, Alexandra Milovanov's The Music of the Divine Spheres. We'll be right back.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And let's get right now to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today's herb is going to be known as hyssop. That's H-Y-S-S-O-P. Now, that was prescribed by Hippocrates for pleurisy. And hyssop with rue was recommended by many of the Romans for asthma and phlegm. Its name is derived from the Greek word azab, or holy herb, although the hyssop in the Bible seems more likely to have been a local variety of marjoram. Hyssop is one of the more important of the 130 herb flavors in the liqueur chartreuse. Anyway, the aerial parts of the plant are mainly used as an expectorant in bronchitis, for chesty colds, and asthma. And the aerial parts also help flatulence and soothe gripping pains. And it was once very popular combined with figs for constipation. It also promotes sweating and in chills and influenza, which is really good. The flowers were individually picked and used in cough syrups. Now, the essential oil, which is the most way that you get hyssop now, it increases alertness and is used as an uplifting and gently relaxing nerve tonic suitable for nervous exhaustion linked with overwork and anxiety or even depression. And there you have it. And it can even help if you have grief or guilt. The caution is make sure with the essential oil that it contains a ketone, which is high, The essential oil contains this kind of ketone, which in high doses can cause convulsions. So make sure you're making sure very well that you're following the recommended dosages and stuff on that for you. All right, what are we doing here now? Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy to accomplish what we want. And today's gemstone is one of my favorites. It's citrine, okay? Now, citrine is a variety of quartz, and the color ranges kind of from yellow to golden brown to a burnt amber, and sometimes it's milky inside, so, and it can have many different kinds of colors in the same one. It's one of the two minerals on the planet which does not hold or accumulate any negative energy, which is really good, but it dissipates it and transmutes it, and so it works out the energy problems that you might have on a physical and subtle level. So what that means is that you never have to clear or cleanse the stone. Now, it's also been reported that citrine is one of the stones to be called the merchant stone. By placing a cluster or a crystal of citrine in your cash box, it has produced more income for the merchant. It not only assists the merchant in acquiring wealth, but helps to maintain the state of wealth. So, you know, carry a little piece of citrine in your pocket or your wallet, and that helps. The mineral is also useful for balancing the yin-yang energy and aligning the chakras with the ethereal planes. It activates and opens and energizes the navel and solar plexus chakras, and it directs towards your personal power, gives you creativity, and helps you to make intellectual and, well, kind of intelligent decisiveness about decisions. And it's also the energy is necessary to enhance the physical body. It stimulates both mental focus and endurance. Now, citrine also illuminates the energy of the root chakra, so it gives you both comfort and optimism. So it can help you dispense with any kind of level of fear. It promotes a radiance from within the self, culminating in a constant happy disposition. So if you know of anybody that's a grump, give them a citrine. Tell them, wear it. Wear a ring. Put it around your neck. Wear earrings. It looks wonderful on you. Keep wearing it. Keep wearing it. Okay, so it even brightens the darkest corners of your perceived reality, even if it's not real, and helps you to laugh without restraint. So, you know, anybody that's grumpy, citrine is definitely for them. It's quite effective in conveying, when necessary, information relative to the appropriate aspects of survival. So if you're trying to tell somebody on a sick bed on what they need to do to stop eating that fast food or whatever, you know, you can use citrine, and it will help you help them understand, okay? It is a really good influence. Get ready for this. And it influences it in a positive way. Education, business pursuits, and interpersonal relationships. So it's an excellent stone for smoothing family or group problems. It produces cohesiveness in groups. It acts kind of like, similarly like the cutting edge of a sword, and it penetrates problems and expedites solutions. Who doesn't like that? This is good old citrine, this little wonderful little stone. It helps the crown chakra, and helps you try and attain intellect and total perfection. So it's helpful in problem solving, for resolution to mental conundrums, right? And also for promoting mental awareness on a moment-to-moment basis, which we all need. It stimulates openness and awakens the mind. It's an excellent stone to clear the aura and for aligning the auric body with the physical structure. So it kind of diminishes those kind of muddy areas in the aura and also in the physical body. It can act to stabilize the emotions, to dispel anger, and to encourage one to look towards the sunrise and the freshness of new beginnings and understand the reality of excellence. How many times have we accomplished something and went on right away to the next thing and not sat there and savored the excellence that we have done. So we have to do that. So in healing, a citrine can aid digestion. It can assist in the treatment of digestive disorders and can promote the circulation of the blood. It's been used in the treatment of degenerative disorders and to facilitate the diminishment of growths. Also, citrine has been used to increase visual abilities, to balance the thyroid, and to activate the thymus. So everybody out there with thyroid problems, because there's a lot of people that are on these thyroid pills, and there a lot of them will give you liver cancer, and they definitely know this, but they keep you on it for weeks and weeks and weeks, so you have to be a little careful. So why don't you try a little citrine? You know, keep it on you. I have a little pouch that I carry with me. I have two. I have one that is for protection up by my bed, and the other is that I carry around with me either on me or in my purse. And I do this because and part of that stone in there is citrine. One, to increase influence, and the other is to help protect and keep me happy and fun and hopefully a better person. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, I thought that what we could do is try and foster some positive emotions. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to stay positive. And one of the ones that I like to use is to use discernment. Now, discernment is not judgment. Judgment judges someone. Discernment means, is it right for you? So you can't be positive if you interfere. All things on earth are impermanent and are there for life lessons. So if you use discernment and present new ideas instead of interfering in another's free will, which could lead to misunderstandings, and repeating growth lessons, what you should do is use discernment on what is right for you. You know, that's the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what's obscure, but it's not judgment. Judgment uses like negative energy. However, using discernment to decide what's right or wrong for you stimulates positive energy. So that's a good thing to do, is to use discernment. Another thing that we have to do is to use kindness. We can't keep positive if you don't practice kindness. That means being sympathetic and compassionate and showing consideration and caring to everyone and everything. If you do this, what will happen? It will come right back to you. A state of grace. Now, you can't keep positive if you're not in grace. Grace is a wonderful gift and state of divine sanctification that we can tap into for ourselves and reflect to others by an act or instance of kindness, by doing courtesy or forgiving somebody, and that increases the positive energy to ourselves and to others. So always try and stay in a state of grace. Another important one is give unconditional love. Sounds easy, but it's very hard to do. You can't keep positive if you don't practice unconditional love. Practicing unconditional love for ourselves right? And others means that you love without conditions. You know, that laundry list of the guy that you want, throw it out. That's not unconditional love, okay? That's a laundry list, okay? It lets, you know, loving unconditionally lets us go beyond our own perceived thoughts and our actions to tap into love's unlimited possibilities without the strife and the negativity of judgment, which then allows the positive energy to flow without any kind of limits and conditions. And that's what we want. We want to be surrounded and in, out, without, whatever all around you. We want to be in positive energy as much as we can because it boosts the immune system to keep us healthy. It helps us feel better. It helps us interact with life. It helps us add to consciousness in a better, greater way. So that's why we're talking about staying positive. Another thing is to be of service. If you're not doing service, you can't keep positive because you'll feel incomplete and you'll miss the benefit of the positive energy that comes from doing service. Now, we're all connected to the whole and are meant to practice in some ways for its betterment. So find out what you can do to help the people and the planet and do it. And you'll feel very gratified and you'll feel that you're doing your part and you'll actually be, again, increasing consciousness in a better way and overcoming negativity in the whole world, not just for you. But you'll do it for you too, so that's kind of good. All right, so then the next thing is to let go. Holding on to negative thoughts about any situation keeps you stuck and in the same negative place energetically. Letting go brings in positive energy and opens you up to new growth and to opportunities. Be detached. You can't keep positive if you're not using detachment. If you are in a negative situation and are attached to a result or an outcome, you are holding on to negative energy and limiting growth. So step back, use detachment to see things more clearly, and allow the positive energy to work for you. So be detached. Don't be in an outcome. Try and not be in an outcome. Because one thing, your outcome may be less than what you could really receive if you didn't have that thought process. You know, you could be getting more, not less. Okay? So don't be stuck in a outcome. Be detached. Use validation. This is where you support, substantiate, and confirm your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, and actions, and align them with truth. Validating your experiences allows you to move forward in positive energy, because positive energy is always, always, always based in truth. Okay. Then we have to embrace growth. When you try to stop your growth by not wanting to do things, or if pitfalls come in your way and you want to go around them, or I'm not going to confront them, those are always going to be there. So wanting things to stay the same is impossible. Nothing stays the same. Energy is constantly moving and changing, and we are here on Earth, and perhaps on the even on the other side, to constantly grow. So by being open to and embracing change, we assist our growth path and align it with positive energy. And it's going to happen anyway, so take the easy way out. Embrace it and look for new possibilities. So embrace your growth. Another thing is trust. You can't keep positive if you don't have trust. Having confidence in and relying on fairness, on truth, and honor will always override the negative supports, because will override the negative, because it also supports the positive energy. And when something is positive, when there's something white and light in the room, it's very hard to stay negative. The light overcomes dark. 100% of the time. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but there it is. All right, so what else do we have here? Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I'll be doing a lot of different kinds of events and happenings, and may even have a surprise for you at the end of the month. It looks like I've been asked to do a television show, so I might be able to do that on Roku, on a small channel on Roku, but it's kind of fun. I went to the bank the other day, and I mentioned to the teller that I might get this, and I said, well, it's on a small station. She says, no, it's not a small station. I said, well, I said, I used to be, you know, on Discovery and ABC and what, the big station. She says, but those are the small stations now. She says digital stations and online stations. You know, she says on, you know, the others, you know, like Netflix and Prime. She says those are the number one stations. She says, so Roku right now is a number one station. I says, you know what? That's a positive way to look at that. I think I'll look at that. So, you know, we always try to, you know, play down. I don't like being an ego, so I like to try and play down a little bit. And sometimes we just have to be even and say, okay, this is the way it is. But anyway, I'm doing lectures and I'm doing classes and I'm doing psychic soirees every month. And then the TV show, I'll be starting some new things with infinity.org. I think in June or July, I have a psychic ability seminar on them. And I guess they're going to be posting it with a whole bunch of other people as well. And so there you have it. So go to LyndaMackenzie.net and you'll be able to find out where I'm going to be. I'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold. Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LyndaMackenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Well, thank you for listening. If you would like to drop me a line, you can send an email to info@healthylife.net or visit my website, lyndamackenzie.net. Don't forget, I got those two great books, Symbols of You and Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. And guess what? I just submitted, and we'll see if it comes through, the audiobook for the Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss program. So you don't even have to read. You can just listen to me and lose weight. Okay. I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of openness, wonder, and gratitude. Bye.